Western world's dominant mythologies teach us that made things turn on their maker, causing misery. In the Genesis story, for example, the seemingly excusable curiosity of Eve leads to sin and death and alienation from the Creator. But Genesis is merely the best-known example. Similar morals can be drawn from the Pandora story and Islamic versions of the Adam and Eve tale, and can be seen in Native American creation mythologies. Even Hindu cosmology tells tales of fallen humans who just won't obey, who insist on rebellion and betrayal. As humans, we play a uniquely benighted role in this sad drama, for not only are we made things rebelling and causing our own misery, but as makers, we are surrounded by made things rebelling against us, and this motif also rises to the level of myth. Frankenstein's monster is a good example, as are golems, zombies, and other created humanoids. In science fiction, we find troublesome computers like HAL 9000, the multitude of robots and androids who organize to wipe out their pathetic biological makers, and the current apocalyptic favorite, nanotechnology that disrupts matter itself. But the more troubling setting for these myth enactments is real life. In retrospect, the Millennium Bug Flap seems like a preemptive doomsday scenario that didn't come to pass. But there are plenty of examples that seem to put us in less vaporous peril. Air conditioning that thins the ozone layer and gives us cancer, internal combustion engines that emit greenhouse gases and cook us alive, video games and social networking sites that turn our young people into socially maladapted troglodytes, the convenient plastic packaging that pollutes our land and emits carcinogens and mutagens, the toxic waste that cause testicular atrophy, the nuclear power plants that create mutated giant flying turtles that level our cities with laser vision. But you get the idea. And no doubt, you have your own favorite example of technology turning on humanity. Could it all be a myth? Not myth in the sense of not being true, but myth in the sense of an overarching tale that we all unconsciously subscribe to and use to order existence and make sense of the world. And as devotees of this myth, are we making our lives much harder than they actually need to be? That is, what if we somehow replaced our creation stories with tales of things going right, with created things that are helpful and useful to their creators? Might our technology turn out more benign, even beneficial? We'll never know until we consciously adjust our creation stories, until, as a species, we come up with better archetypes for technological success. In other words, maybe it's time to come up with better myths. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.